The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Earlier in the show, we heard from the Labour TD, Alan Kelly. He was talking about how his father begged him not to bring him to University Hospital Limerick when he was taken unwell. Have a little listen.
I have a dad in there at the moment. He's in there 4 weeks. I was actually inside in the Dáil 4 weeks ago and I had to run out because my dad had been told he had to go into UHL after struggling for a bit with various things. And, you know, I had said in advance of going to Dublin that, Dad, this was potentially going to happen, and I had to try and convince him. The man was so upset. Then I had to be on the phone. My wife went to be with him. And, you know, you're literally trying to convince an 85-year-old man that he needs to go to hospital. I mean, it's just, and he's not alone. The reason I raised this, and I said it again yesterday, the reason I raised this is that, you know, there's a narrative in the Midwest, whatever you do, especially if you're over a certain age, trying to avoid going into hospital. It's a dangerous narrative because people, in some cases, may make the wrong decision.
Mm.
And I have to say now, in fairness to all the care inside in the hospital, really good. Issue is getting through the system, being honest with you, going through A&E is crazy, absolutely crazy. When my father went into hospital 4 weeks ago, the doctor rang me. I'm his next of kin. My mum isn't well either, by the way, so I'm next of kin for that. And he wanted to go through the history. That's fine. No problem at all. Kieran, at 23 minutes to four, I got another phone call from further in the hospital asking me the exact same thing about my father. From that day to now, I've had eight, and they're all good people, no issue. Some of them really good. I've had eight doctors where I've had to tell the same history. So what is going on? And this isn't unique to UHL, but like, is it not being transferred? Is it not in an internal system? Obviously, e-health is something I'm massively in favour of. I come from a technology background. But, I mean, you'd worry about consistency of care when that is the scenario whereby you're literally having... I know, not by design, by accident, I've learned so much in relation to infection markers, in relation to everything else about my father and mother because they've been in there so often.
That was Alan Kelly, Labour TD, speaking to me a little bit earlier in the show. You can listen back to that interview in full, available as a podcast. Tony O'Brien is with me now, the former Director General at the HSE and a columnist as well for the Sunday Independent. Tony, you're welcome to the show. You heard Alan Kelly's kind of description of his experience, and this comes on the back of that kind of scathing report into UHL and the death of Aoife Johnston that was carried out by the former Chief Justice Frank Clark. How would you describe the issues at University Hospital Limerick and how solvable they are?
Well, obviously, I heard what Alan said there, and I hope and wish his father makes a good recovery. There have been a lot of reports into the circumstances of Aoife Johnston's death and other incidents at University Hospital Limerick, which are complex in that they don't boil down to one issue, but one overriding issue is that in the Midwest, the ratio of hospital beds to the number of patients is lower than in the rest of the country. And it clearly has been a feature and one of the reasons why the emergency department is noted for being overcrowded is the number of patients requiring admission to a hospital bed for whom there has not in the past been a bed. So one of the key issues is the bringing about an increase in the number of beds, but also examining the way the hospital works internally in terms of its systems and to make sure that patients for whom it's appropriate to be transferred to step-down facilities, that there are more of those available. So I think the positive signs are that there are 96 additional beds being opened between this year and next year in that hospital. We've also seen an increase in reablement services, both in located in Ennis and in Neenah, which enables patients who've completed the part of their recovery that means they have to be in UHL, but who still need a level of care to go elsewhere, meaning other patients can access the hospital. So all of these things will, over time, address the overcrowding issues that have affected both patients and staff in Limerick.
One of the issues that came up was planning and foresight when we were having our conversation earlier, and we mentioned something that Colin Henry, Dr. Colin Henry had said, kind of in the wake of that report by Frank Clark, and Colin Henry is someone I've interviewed and have a huge amount of time and respect for, so this isn't a go at him, but he said there's been an almost 30% increase since 2019 in the number of patients over 75 attending the emergency department. I mean, does that speak to a lack of planning and a lack of foresight when it comes to demographics? Because, I mean, people are not retiring and moving to the Midwest.
Yeah, I mean, Colin, as you say, is a first-class clinician who's hit the nail on the head there. And it's not just in the Midwest, but nationally, the health service and social care combined are challenged by the reality that, fortunately, we're living longer. The proportion of our population aged over 65 is going to increase very dramatically in the next 25 years, and we do have to plan for that. Obviously, it's hit the Midwest at a time when it was, to use a phrase, underbedded, had insufficient beds compared with the rest of the population. So it's probably been affected more markedly. Mm. And this is why issues of what's called patient flow, ensuring that patients move through the hospital in an efficient way and that they move on from the hospital to more appropriate settings, are so important to addressing that the problem that the hospital essentially has, which is it has a high level of patients attending the emergency department, a significant portion of whom, by reason of age or other circumstances, need a hospital bed, and it hasn't had enough hospital beds for them, and consequently the emergency department has become overcrowded, and that's significantly impacted the quality of care that each patient can receive there. And that's, unfortunately, in a nutshell, what the problem has been. You're correct that, you know, we have a number of reports that speak to the need to change the way the health service works, both in terms of the number of beds, but also alternatives to in-hospital care. And while there are plans advancing and there is now significant progress, particularly in the area of e-health that Deputy Kelly mentioned, we're in a catch-up phase. But I would be very hopeful that the things that are being done in Limerick now, some of which is in direct response to the Frank Clark report, will prove to be effective in addressing the problems that we've seen there.
How difficult a job was it when you were in the job to have an eye on future-proofing different elements of the health service when you looked at demographics and changing population profiles, when so much of the job seems to be, certainly kind of the public-facing part of it, seems to be kind of fighting fires on a daily basis?
Well, the individual who runs or is in, who is in charge of the HSE at any one point of time obviously has a particularly complex horizon that they need to scan. But different parts of the health service are run by different people, and currently as a result of Sláintecare Care, so the Midwest is served by its own regional team. There have been some changes in that regard recently, one of the byproducts of which is that one of the most experienced and effective hospital managers in the country has moved into that area and is implementing changes in Limerick. So while the individual who's at the head of the health service has a very broad spectrum, the important thing is to break it down regionally and into different services and to give the appropriate resources and authority to people in those roles to do what needs to be done. The other big change, of course, is that, you know, that resource constraints were much more significant when I was in the HSE. I think the budget then was around 16 billion. It's going to be 25 billion in the year ahead. So there are more resources to be allocated. And the current government has done well in terms of allocating resources, which will be used to develop such things as elective day hospitals, additional beds, and of course, all the many staff that go with them. But more importantly, enhancing community care, which if done well, can reduce the number of people whose illness progresses to the point where they need to be admitted to a hospital, but at the other end provides alternatives to long stays in hospitals that may not be warranted. The current word for that is delayed transfer of care. In the Midwest in particular, a number of beds in the community have been devoted to ensure that patients who are ready to leave the acute hospital can do so, but continue to receive enhanced care until they're ready to go home or, if in an individual case, onto a nursing home.
Tony O'Brien, former HSE Director General, columnist with the Sunday Independent. Tony, as always, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.